This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Despite record-breaking Native voter turnout for the 2018 midterm election in North Dakota, tribes and voting rights advocates remain concerned about a controversial voter ID law. State officials show no sign of changing the law, but the issue received added attention at a U.S. House committee field hearing in the state. Christine Trudeau has the final story in our series on North Dakota's Native voter turnout in the 2018 midterm election.
The 2020 election is a year and a half away, and there is no indication North Dakota lawmakers will make any changes to the voter ID law that threatens to exclude thousands of Native and rural voters. Last fall, Native voters had a matter of weeks to come into compliance, galvanizing their vote. But newly elected Representative Ruth Buffalo warned in a recent congressional committee on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation that this is not a long-term fix.
The true history of our people needs to be told. Comments saying, you know, well, turnout was great, wasn't it? That is inappropriate and unacceptable. Because that's almost saying like, oh, well, your kids, we mandated your children to be sent to the boarding schools to become civilized. But they're educated now, aren't they? It's the same thing and it's inappropriate. But it's due to a lack of education, truly, of who we are and which land we stand on today.
Also at the field hearing, North Dakota tribes and voting rights advocates, who enumerated the many barriers Native voters have come up against, and that tribes took on a significant cost to print thousands of tribal IDs, waiving the fee to tribal citizens. Ohio Democrat Representative Marsha Fudge characterized what's happening in North Dakota as essentially a poll tax.
By requiring that people go out and buy an ID that they don't need for any other reason but to vote. They don't need it to drive because they don't drive. They don't need it for any other reason. So, in fact, the state has created a poll tax on your reservations and all of the people who live in them.
The Congressional Subcommittee on Elections plans to release a report next fall in the hopes to ensure aspects of the Voting Rights Act can be implemented in states like North Dakota. Lawsuits to overturn the voter ID law are still ongoing, and nonprofits like the Sacred Pipe Resource Center remain committed to helping Native voters stay civically engaged. Executive Director Cheryl Carey.
Part of this ongoing effort, I think, to help people understand how the voting system works and how important their vote is and how important it is for them to be vocal about what they want and what our needs are as Native people and as tribal people. That's kind of be our effort in this off year.
For National Native News, I'm Christine Trudeau.
This story is a collaboration among National Native News, the Solutions Journalism Network, and Prairie Public Broadcasting. Members of the Native American community and some politicians want to see the name of a Minneapolis lake keep its Dakota name, Bede-Makoska, after an appeals court decision Monday. The court ruled the Minnesota Natural Resources Department did not have the authority to change the name Lake Calhoun in 2018. Park board members say they have no intention of changing it back. Some state lawmakers are seeking to keep the Native name, which they could debate Tuesday, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports, while the group Save Lake Calhoun celebrated Monday's ruling. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says he'll create a task force to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. The governor made the commitment at an event last week at the University of Wyoming, the Laramie Boomerang reports. A student group organized the event to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the state, including on the Wind River Reservation. Other states, including New Mexico, are creating similar task groups. On the national level, the issue has been included in legislation introduced in Congress. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Canyon Records, producer of Native American music, including Young Spirit's Red Dress Special, powwow songs recorded live at Santa Rosa Rancheria. All Canyon titles available at iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and CanyonRecords.com.
My day one.
Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.